विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिधिनामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष सुलभारी आश्चर्यते सत्कारिणे।
Yeah, baby. Hare with your heart. Call out to the mercy of Yahweh Hashem. With the holy name.
Hare Krishna.
Whatever progress we make on the path of bhakti in Sri Vaishnava is multiplied by hundreds and hundreds of times. There was once a devotee who fell away from the pure principles of devotional service. He wrote to Srila Prabhupada, our beloved Guru Maharaj, expressing his regret. Srila Prabhupada wrote that because you have once chanted the holy names in Sri Vrindavan Dham sincerely, you are sure to be delivered. Sri Vrindavan Dham ki that is by the mercy of Srimati Radharani, who is Vrindavaneshwari. Sri Vrindavan Dham is her abode. Whoever takes shelter of this sweet Dham of Braj cries out with a sincere heart, the holy names of Radha Shyam Sundar lives forever in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Compassion will certainly deliver us from all obstacles and give us place as the servant of the servants of the most worshipable lotus. Let us sincerely cry out the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Descended in the holy names.
Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan.
The holy names of the Lord have descended from Goloka.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, raise your arms.
Condition. Although our hearts are covered by innumerable desires and egoistic attachments, and we are so far, very, very far away from the pure loving service of the Lord, we hardly even feel separation. The Braj Gopis, they chastised Lord Brahma as a defective creator. But because in his creation he invented something called ibids. And those ibids blink. And the time span of the blink of an eyelid that blocked their vision of the beautiful form of Srinandanandana was unbearable to them. We blink our eyes countless times every day and never even take notice of a single one. But the gopis of Vrindavan, at that moment, not beholding the beautiful presence of Govinda, was about 14 years or more. In the spirit of the six Goswamis, we should pray for the causeless mercy of Sri Guru Gauranga Radhishyam. And here in Barsana, let us pray with the blessings of Guru and the Vaishnavas at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani that we can experience even a drop of feelings of genuine separation in the loving service of Sri Radha Gopinath. In this spirit, let us pray for you, cry out as we chant.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
everybody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Gratitude is a quality that softens the heart. Gratitude is an expression of humility. Ashlesiva Padagatam Parashtu Mama Darshana Marmahatam Karatuva. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he expressed such gratitude. My dear Lord, you can do anything with me. You can embrace me. You can handle me roughly, or you can neglect me. You have every right to deal with me in any way you please. Because I am your service unconditionally. Narayana. This is the grateful heart of the real Vaishnava. Whether the Lord casts us in a situation of utter pain and disgrace, or whether the Lord exalts us with great opulence, whether we are cast in heaven or hell, the devotee is grateful for any opportunity in any situation just to enter, just to offer whatever service the Lord allows. Because we do not deserve even that. Prabhupada explains, a devotee is happy when the devotee is grateful, simply to have the association of devotees, hear about Krishna, and chant his holy names in any condition. With grateful hearts, in Sriman Mandir, Varsana, Brajbhumi, let us offer our gratitude with sincere feeling at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Mandihari.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Samadhi in any other place in this universe. That is the opinion of our acharyas. What to speak of being awake, filling our consciousness with a prayerful spirit, with the holy name, Shri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki. Radharani ki. Shri Madan Mohan ki. Ananti Koti Vaishna Brinda ki.
Yeah.
Essential need of every living entity is to love and to be loved. One may acquire prestige of the universe, where there can be no inner satisfaction. Without love, therefore this world is mad. Mad after seeking pleasure. Because they have forgotten the perfection of love. Complete love is to love everything. At all times, everyone, in all circumstances, unconditionally. That is the nature of the soul. Because Krishna, Janmadya Sagrataha, from him everything emanates. He is the source of all that exists. Sri Bhagavatam describes how if one waters the root of a tree, every leaf, branch, twig, and flower of that tree becomes satisfied. But if we neglect the root and try to serve every other part of that tree, of our efforts are doomed into failure. Krishna is the root of all that exists. Every living being is his part and parcel. The entire material existence is an expansion of his energy. When we love Krishna, our love is universal. Because Krishna is the ultimate supreme object of all love. And Srimati Radharani is the supreme reservoir of all love. Krishna is Vishaya. He is the ultimate object of love. Srimati Radharani is Asha. She is the supreme ultimate shelter of all love. She is the abode of all love. Whatever love for God exists within the heart of all living entities and all of existence, material and spiritual, it is part and parcel of Sri Radharani's love. Krishna is Madan Mohan. Doesn't that give us hope? Kandarpa, also called Kamadev, and in European terms, Srimad Cupid. We should respect Cupid because he has great powers. Keeps the entire creation under his spell. Even one of his flower arrows Maitunya Agar. This entire existence is a prison house where everyone is bound by karma or lust. That is the power of Cupid. Yet this Madana,
He came to Vrindavan. Like so many other demigods. To test. Or rather, to reveal to the world the supreme glory of Lord Krishna. Jiva took the best of his flower arrows and aimed it at Shamsuna. But upon seeing that beautiful Trivanga, threefold bending form, complexion of a tamal tree, with wide, beautiful eyes, like the petals of a lotus flower, his nose, as beautiful as the flower of the sesame, his lips, like the ripened bimba fruit, his neck, swirling, beautiful like a conch shell, playing upon his beautiful fruit, his head bedecked with a peacock feather. Clusters of brilliant curling locks of hair. The Jayanti Mala, beautiful fragrant forest flowers in a garland that extended along his knees. Pitambara, wearing a cloth that was as bright as lightning. When Cupid saw, when Madani beheld the supreme beauty of Sri Krishna, was stunned like a statue. His arrow and his bow fell from his hand, and then he fell to the ground unconscious. The attractor of all conditioned souls in the creation was conquered by the attraction for the beauty of Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is glorified with great love and devotion by the devotees in his Sambandamurti of Sri Madan Mohan. Sri Madan Mohan Lal Ki. But when Krishna sees the resplendent golden form of Srimati Radharani and comes in the pathway of her loving paths, he becomes so overwhelmed, he drops his flute, his crown and peacock feather fall from his head. And he doesn't even know what's happening. Yes. Ashraya Vigraha, the supreme abode of love, eternally conquers the supreme object of love, Vishaya Vigraha, Shimadan Mohan. And therefore we lovingly address her as Shrimati Madan Mohan Mohini. This is the greatest mystery of all mysteries. How the controller of all controllers, Parameshwar, was controlled by the love of his devotee. How the conqueror of all the demons and all the devas, the source of all incarnations, Swayam Bhagavan, is controlled by the love of his devotee. Why? Because that love has its origin in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Throughout Brajbhumi, Manmandir is considered to be of ultimate importance. Because here, love reigns supreme. And that is so beautifully exhibited in the Manlila. These Manlilas are eternally existing here at Mangala. Sent a message that he would meet Srimati Radharani in one of the beautiful fragrant kunjas of Vrindavan. But he was late. He did not go into any details of why he was late. Another Gopi Chandravali was in great distress of separation. And Krishna, in his compassion, spent time to pacify them. Sri Radharani's parrot gave her the message. Sri Radharani's love is not selfish. Because after all, Chandravali and all other gopis ultimately, whatever they do, is only to increase the happiness of Srimati Radharani and give intimate variegatedness in her loving service to Sri Krishna. Actually, Radharani's anger is not like the Krodha, the demon of anger of this world. In this world, Yayato Vishayam Pumsam Sanjarshayam Sanjayate Kama Kama Krodha Vajayam. Krishna explains the origin of anger. When we contemplate the objects of the senses, we develop attachment for them. From such attachment, lust develops, and when lust is unfulfilled, we become angry. Desire for prestige is another type of lust. Desire for any type of enjoyment is a manifestation of lust. When we think we are the controller, when things don't go our way, we become very angry.
But when we submit to the supreme controller, then only are we free from the demon anger.
From anger, intelligence is, from anger we become bewildered in memory. From that, our intelligence is lost. And then we fall into the material pool.
But Vrindavan is never touched by the laws of nature.
Srimati Radharani is the ultimate source of all the Lord's energies. She is Padini Shakti. Material energy is only the shadow of her expansion.
Radharani's anger is her selfless offering of love to intensify the happiness of Lord Krishna. She became angry. Mad.
When Krishna came to beg forgiveness, she would not look at him. She would not hear what he would speak. He went on one side and she looked the other way. He went on the other side and she looked the other way. He begged her, "Please, rebuke me, but at least acknowledge my existence." There was nothing within his power. Krishna is Abhigya and Swaraj. He's fully independent to fulfill any of his desires.
But he was conquered by the love of Shiva and Ali. He could not break her mind. Here in Man Mandir, he expressed his despondency. Vishaka and Lalita they dressed Krishna up as a gopi. And Vishaka introduced to Radharani, "This is Shamasaki. She's new amongst us. And she plays the veena and sings very sweetly. She will give you great happiness." So Krishna as Shamasaki played veena and sang sweet songs. Radharani was so pleased that she embraced her loving friend. But as soon as she saw, as soon as she touched him, she understood. It is Sri Radhanath. The Lord of her life. She got her mind, the source of all of her happiness. And she smiled. And performed her beautiful pastimes with Bhagavad Gita. On another occasion, when Sri Radharani exhibited such man, Krishna was so much longing for her affection
and he placed his hand on her feet and bathed her lotus feet with his tears. Those tears were the very love of his heart, and melted Sri Radharani's heart. These pastimes are very difficult to understand unless we hear from those personalities who have heard from those who understand the deep spiritual gravity. These realizations are beyond Brahman, beyond Samadhi, beyond the mystic cities, beyond Vaikuntha, beyond Mathura and Dwarka. You're only to be found in Vrindavan. Yes, Nar Mandir represents the supreme glory of Krishna. How he is, by his own sweet will, he is eternally subordinate to the love of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani has come in Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna, with the loving compassion of Sri Radha, to invite us all to enter into this realm. Spiritual ecstasy. The highest abode of love. By chanting the holy names with humility like a blade of grass, tolerance like a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, eager to offer all respects to others. We learn how to serve the Lord, his devotees, his name, and the holy Dham from the great souls, Sri Radharani's mercy will transport us and a supreme perfection. So we have come to Nar Mandir, not just as pilgrims, but as beggars. If you think you have something, you can't really want something more. If you're starving, be very intense when you beg for a morsel of food. We have come as beggars, begging for the dust of the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas in the form of their service. Begging for the mercy of the holy name that we may chant offenselessly. For her pleasure, we have come to beg the supreme embodiment of all we aspire for, Srimati Radharani, to accept us as the servant of the servant of the servant of her servants. We beg to be free from the shackles of desire for prestige, or useless, gross material enjoyment. Even shun the thought of mystic powers of liberation. Mon Mordir is the place where we worship the supreme controller of all controllers, Shivaji Vaidhanana. And beg for her mercy. Shivaha Kund, the supreme most holy place in all the universe. Krishna explains that Shivaha Kund is most dear to him, as dear as Srimati Radharani herself. Why? Because she bathed there. And she deposited her love there. And offers that love to even insignificant souls like us. We can see or touch that holy water. Let us sincerely and earnestly pray for such mercy, that we can be dear and faithful servants of Sri Guru and the Vaishnavas, and aspire Mahaprabhu with the mood of Sri Radharani. She showed what she prayed for. I Nanda Tuluja Kinkaram. She simply wants to be a speck of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Raghunath Das Goswami and the Goswamis taught us. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and their mood inspired us that there is no higher aspiration to be in all of the existence than to be a speck of dust at the lotus feet of the servants of Sri Rupa Raghunath. It is to pray for this benediction that we have come to Mon Mandir tonight. Let us cry out the holy names.
Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Shall we continue? But it is getting late. We will take vote. You can cast your ballot by chanting Haribol.
Haribol!
Those who want to return to buses, please chant Haribol. Those who wish to continue with kirtan, those who want to return buses, please chant Haribo. Those who wish to continue your time, please chant
Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama,
Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari
Thank you. Thank you.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Sindhuvyaeva Kripa Sindhuvyaeva Cha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Ananti Koti Vaishnavrindaki
I offer special gratitude tonight to Sri Ramesh Babaji Maharaj. This evening, before departing from Sri Mandir here, to Sri Bhaksandatam, let us take a few moments of silent prayer. Praying for the mercy of Sri Radha Shyam Sundar upon all the Vaishnavas. Praying for the mercy of Sri Radha Gopinath upon all the conditioned souls. And praying to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath that we can give our hearts and our lives to be instruments of the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and the great Acharyas. Let that be our earnest and sincere prayer. Under the beautiful starlight night, let us offer our body, mind, words, and life to be the instruments of the compassion and love of our beloved Srila Prabhupada, the great saints and acharyas. Let me feel the treasure of Radharani's love in the world. Takta kanchana gaurangi
Sankirtan ki.